Marine Lance Corporal Travis Desiato told his family that if he did not return from fighting in Iraq, they should tell anyone who asked that he did his job. He was killed on November 15th, fighting in Fallujah. He was 19 years old. He was the second young man from Bedford, Massachusetts, to die in Iraq. Monica Brady Meyeroff of member station WBUR in Boston went to his memorial service.
A wedding photo on the cover of the memorial program shows Desiato in his Marine uniform with his arm around his high school girlfriend and now wife, Tracy. His smile is wide under the brim of his white hat, and his eyes are bright blue. Desiato often said it was the happiest day of his life. The wedding was in June. Only 5 months later, some of the same friends gathered again for a memorial service and military salute. Many say Desiato was a private person who would have complained about all the fuss made over his death. His family is not speaking to the media. Claire McCulley, the mother of Desiato's best friend, says he always saw the positive in the world and tried to share that attitude. When she divorced and moved with her son Phil into a different home, Desiato showed up to help.
And I remember we walked in the door of the house and he said to Phil, "Hey, Phil, this is a great place. You're going to love it, you know." And I thought, "You liar. You know, this place looks like a wreck." And about 3 to 6 months later, he came over and he said, "See, Claire, I told you. I told you you could do it. This place is wonderful."
Desiato loved young children. He was a cook at the local day camp and a regular babysitter for Melinda Ballou.
"Well, Travis has just gotten Liam to sleep. He's sitting in a rocking chair in our house."
She holds a picture of Desiato with a shaved head and bare, muscular arms wrapped around her sleeping baby.
Our little guy, we used to call him Travy. That's what he used to call him. Travy. His eyes shut. He's completely at ease. And Travis is looking right at the camera with his eyes full of warmth and love.
Desiato was a special mix, says Bedford High School principal Jonathan Sills, at home on the football field or with little kids.
He worked in our nursery school program. One of the recollections some teachers have shared, he came back after he was in uniform, after boot camp, and sat with the nursery school kids and tried to explain what service meant to him.
He told them his Marine service grew out of his sense of duty and responsibility. But Desiato's decision to join didn't sit well with his father, Joe, says family friend Sam Mandalis.
He would have liked Travis to contribute in different ways. They had great arguments between one another because, really, Travis is just like Joe, and Joe is independent, wanting to accomplish things their own way.
Mandalis says in one of the last conversations father and son had before Desiato went to Iraq, his father told him, "Don't be a hero." For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady Meyerov in Boston.